You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, May 7th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. We appreciate it. At least we don't have the rain this morning. Still a little cloudy out there, but... and definitely cooler, but just be ready because this weekend we're going to hit the 90s.
So crazy. My gosh.
Yeah, that, I'm just preparing myself mentally. I've been enjoying wearing my, you know, my sweatshirts and my jeans. And so it's back to t-shirts after this.
It's funny because when we get to the radio station, their air conditioning is so powerful. Like even on cold days, I'm like,
I know freezing. It's always cold in here.
Right. How are your allergies?
Right now, not too bad. I have a little bit of a scratchy throat right now, but I don't know if that's allergy related or if it's just me talking a lot lately, which is definitely a possibility.
You talk for a living, so.
I know. And then on top of that, I've been talking at a bunch of other things too, but yeah, I'm feeling okay. How about you?
My allergies are okay. I have to do like a Flonase spray every morning and an allergy pill, and every day I used to wear a mask, and I think I should go back to it because I'll come to the radio station and, you know, we have those trees. What are those called?
The ones that they have these little yellow flowers that come off of them. I don't know what they are called, but they're all over our building.
Yes. And then when you get into your car, you're getting like yellow plant flowers from the trees. And I think that's what's causing my allergies. I don't know. Maybe
the pollen, if you look at your actual car, there's just like a sheet of pollen from those. Yeah, it's
really?
Gotta be that. Yeah,
okay.
It's crazy.
But other than that, I had a dance class yesterday.
Oh, fun.
It was so much fun. And just really chilled. We got Chipotle for dinner. And then honestly, I can't believe it's Wednesday. I felt like it was Thursday waking up.
Yeah, it was yesterday was a longer day for me. I had here and then I had the TV station. I was on my way home and my husband calls me and he's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, we got invited to the Aces game tonight.
Stop.
And I'm like, who? Well, he goes, well, you and me, but I figured you want to probably come home. And I was like, okay. He goes, so I was going to take Brooklyn. And I was like, okay. So I was actually really happy for them. They got to go to the Aces game last night with our friends. Our friends have season tickets. And they came home with so much stuff. They were giving away t-shirts, towels. And girl, my daughter, was sitting in a spot. She got selfies with Chelsea, with Jewel, with Liz Kitley, with like everyone. She got her t-shirts signed by Asia. Like it was insane the access they had last night. I was so jealous when they came out. Like I was happy for them. But my daughter walks in and I'm in bed and she's like, hey, I'm like, did you have fun? She goes, yes, I have a present for you. So she gave me her t-shirt that she got signed by Asia, which I thought was very sweet. But and then I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys look like you had the best time.
That's right. I did look at Brooklyn's Instagram story last night.
Oh, did she post something?
I think she posted something where she was at the game. I just remembered. And she had great seats. And mind you, Matt had an amazing day yesterday when he got the shoes. Asia shoes.
Yeah, they dropped and we all went for them. I got just boom. And it came right away. It was like, sorry, you were not selected.
Wow.
Like, but yeah, Matt got those. And so, yeah, it was kind of a cool day. When they were driving into the Michelob Ultra Arena, there was this hot pink Bentley in front of them. And they're like, what the? And then they realize Asia's logo was on it. They're like, oh, it's probably just a promotional car or something. So they're literally following it in. It's the car right in front of them. They're nice. Taking pictures of it. They get there. Asia walks out of it.
Stop.
Bam. Her boyfriend's in there with her. Her mom's in there with her. They all get out of it. They're like, oh my gosh, we're driving in. Why is she getting to the arena so late? Like it was like almost 5 o'clock. We're like, we thought she had to be here earlier. It's crazy.
Yeah, like for like warm up.
Yeah. I guess when you're Asia, you don't need to warm up.
Okay, but Asia has a hot pink Bentley. That's kind of cool.
It was awesome. I'll have to send you pictures of it, like of them literally right behind it on the way in. It was crazy.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's cool that Matt brings Brooklyn to stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty awesome. I mean, he is a great dad. He loves to take the girls to do stuff. He loves, you know, experiencing things with that. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, my gosh, they're not going to forget this.
Mm-hmm.
When they get older, they are going to remember the fact that you did something like that for them. And so, I don't know. I know Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, but I feel like it's always Father's Day because he's pretty awesome. I'm sending you the picture right
now.
Oh,
you are?
It's like so crazy that they were literally like, oh, I wonder who's in this Bentley. 5 minutes later, Asia gets out of it. So yeah, it was really cool. Bummer that the VGK didn't have the same result as the Aces did last night. That was a tough one tough pill to swallow. I was watching that one last night. But hey, that's why they have... Yeah, a best of seven series.
Yep.
This is why we don't just play one game. So high hopes on that one. And next game is actually tomorrow at the T-Mobile Arena.
Okay.
So
I got your picture. How amazing is this picture? Not only does you see Asia Wilson's pink Bentley, but above it is the Mandalay Bay
I know.
Her is she's on the screen.
They're
wow.
literally driving in. I'll post it on my Instagram so you guys can see it. It's crazy. So we'll talk more about that. So much going on this morning, and we're gonna get you a little preview on everything, but first let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap? Want to hear Every Little Thing I Do by Soul For Real? Or do you want to hear Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy? Choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever seen something go down in your neighborhood and you were like, what is happening? What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your own neighborhood? 702-364-9400. So if you live in a neighborhood, you probably have had like an open house or something in there before. And there's this house in my neighborhood that has had open houses for the past like 3 weekends, I think it's been. So there was another open house this weekend, and people come and people go, and you know, you just kind of expect that. They peek inside and maybe they leave with a cookie if the realtor's doing it right. But in my neighborhood, I've noticed we've been attracting a very interesting crowd. So this weekend, I see a guy and he's standing on the sidewalk and he's holding to me what looks like a remote control. Like, you know, when you have one of those RC cars and it's just, it looks like that's what he's holding. And so I'm kind of looking on the street and I don't see an RC car anywhere. And I'm like, maybe he's like parking his car. Do Teslas have remote controls? I don't know what
maybe
it is.
Maybe from their phone. I don't know.
Yeah. So then I realize I hear this zzz, and I look up and there's a drone.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, maybe he's with the real estate company and they're doing like drone footage of the house or something, which is pretty fancy. But okay. So I just got really curious, and I normally just keep to myself and I don't ask questions, but I was right by him and he saw me. So I just kind of walked over and I was like, hey, and I was like, do you work for the realtor? And he goes, no. And now I'm like, okay.
And you've never seen this guy ever before?
Never. No, don't even know who this guy is. And he says two words to me. He goes, recreational surveillance.
Okay.
I'm like, I go, excuse me? He goes, I'm just doing recreational surveillance. I like to get a sense of roof conditions in the area. I feel myself start getting hot. I start feeling unsafe. And I'm like, excuse me? So I just kind of like, I go, oh, really? I go, so are you looking at the house? And he's like, yeah. I like to take my drone with me and, you know, look at houses and see what's in the area, see what the roof conditions are. And my drone's name is Kevin. Oh.
Okay, now you're naming your drone, my guy.
I was like, Kevin. And he's like, yeah, Kevin's, he goes, what did he say? He goes, Kevin's my main guy. He already mapped half the block. And I'm like, I just like, am I on camera? Is someone filming me?
Yeah, you're looking around saying if Ashton Kutcher's anywhere,
this
you're getting
is crazy. So at this point, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm being scouted by the CIA or if this guy just really needed a friend, but he starts telling me about Kevin, his drone. And I was like, this is so weird. What is happening? Have you ever had something weird like that happen in your neighborhood? I told my husband and he's like, I'm gonna call the realtor and tell him about that. He's like, that's weird. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be that neighborhood, but I really hope that guy does not move in. No. I really hope it's not him.
I mean, creepy. First of all, anyone that owns drones, I feel like, aren't there like laws and regulations that they can't do that stuff?
That's a great question. I'm not sure what the rules are. Can you just like put it around and go look at people's windows and things like that? I'm not sure what the rules are.
We have someone that has a drone in our neighborhood and he's a really cool dude. He's like a good dad. He has two kids and he has a puppy. You could just tell like he's a wholesome guy. But when he starts doing his drone, especially when the weather is beautiful out, it's the same exact time. It's around 4:30 on the weekdays, and Momo can hear the drones.
Oh, yeah, you can hear them.
Forget it. Momo, he does not like the sound of drones. So I really think that's like a safety thing that we should really look into, either if it's HOA or your apartment management. It's one of those things that we really got to be careful about.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are with that. But then I'm like, we're going to have a drone guy move in our neighborhood.
And he has a name, like on top of it, it's Kevin.
Kevin the drone moving into the neighborhood. I'm so excited about it.
Last time you probably talked to a stranger.
I know. Like, what am I going to learn to just keep to myself? What is wrong with me? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It's Wednesday, May 7th. Thanks for joining us. It's early and we appreciate you guys being here. What's going on?
So I ran across this video and I always have mixed emotions about like influencers because I think we have really, really great influencers here in Vegas. But sometimes I come across videos, I'm like, why is this girl or person going viral? So there's this New Jersey influencer that came to visit Las Vegas and went to a restaurant here in town. It's LPM in the Cosmopolitan. And in this video, you see her getting served a whole tomato. Your favorite, Mercedes, a whole tomato.
Just a regular raw tomato?
A regular raw tomato. Not cooked, nothing. Like straight up from a grocery store that they have, okay? And instead of bringing out like a bread basket with butter, the restaurant just serves a whole tomato, and you can see the influencer filming herself. She's cutting it up herself.
Wait. They don't give bread, they give a tomato?
Correct.
What the heck?
Imagine you're starving.
I would be, I would throw that tomato at the wall. Like,
literally.
What? Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, if you have any questions and if you have,
I'm
painting the picture, right? Okay. So there's this influencer filming herself cutting up a whole tomato instead of getting regular bread. They give out whole tomatoes and she's cutting it and then she's putting lemon juice over it and then olive oil and then salt. Okay, she's eating it, and she says, iconic. I'm like, iconic? Is this really iconic? And then, so she's posting this video on her TikTok, gets millions of views, and she's getting a lot of backlash for it, because it's like, seriously? One, why are you going so excited over a raw tomato, and people are trolling her on the internet?
I mean, she made her own salad, like the world's least exciting salad ever, with tomato and lemon. What'd you say? Salt and pepper?
That's it.
I like when influencers find these like spots that are different, that have different things about them. I appreciate that. But I mean, you didn't just discover like a cure for cancer. You literally chopped up a tomato. Why are you like, that's what I don't understand. I haven't seen the video though.
Okay, so here's some of the audio. In the beginning, it's a clip of her, and then it's someone trolling her at the end. Here it is.
We're LPM in Vegas, and they give out tomatoes. Iconic.
I'm convinced that restaurants are trolling influencers, because what is this? Laying ahead, you guys. First time cut my own tomato in a restaurant. 5 stars.
Like, let's be honest, I'm guessing not all influencers, but I would say the majority are there for clout and a comped meal. Don't you think?
Oh my God, absolutely. I love the influencers that tell us about hidden gems in town, like the great deals. Or
we have some really good ones here in town.
Agreed. But I do feel like there are a lot of influencers that are out there for that clout, for the followers, for the fame. And then they expect like these great things when they go into, oh, you don't know me? I have 6 million followers on TikTok.
Oh, that's the worst. I've seen that happen at a restaurant before. It's a restaurant we go to pretty often. And I was talking to one of the servers, and someone else came up to them and handed them a note. So we see him look at the note, and we're like, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, we've got one of those influencers here. And we're like, oh no. And he's like, and the demands for the followers is just ridiculous. And I was like, man, it sucks. I think sometimes people roll their eyes. Like they acted like they were the president of the United States coming in there. And he's like, okay, whatever. He's like, it sucks, because you don't want to get bashed at the same time, you know? So it's a really fine line that you have to toe there.
Yeah, no kidding. Imagine being like a restaurant owner and an influencer comes in with that big amount of following. They could go onto the internet and say bad things about them. So do you just oblige?
I don't know. But the fact that she is like making a tomato, I'm gonna do a video. I'm gonna go into a place and be like, oh my God, water with ice?
No.
Elevated hydration.
Iconic.
Oh, we are really in the wrong line of work, I'm telling you.
Should we be food influencers, Mercedes?
We're gonna make it big. We're gonna make the water trend go viral.
Five stars on Yelp.
Oh my gosh. We have so much happening on the show today, you guys. You don't want to miss a minute of it. 8 o'clock hour, your Benson Boone tickets. He's coming to town. Win him before you can buy him tickets for him at the T-Mobile Arena. Also at the T-Mobile Arena, Katy Perry's coming to town. And at 7:30, we'll have your tickets to see her with the Mega Minute. And we just got a new giveaway this morning for you guys listening early. A Mother's Day giveaway. Would you like to win a one-of-a-kind silver necklace with Mother's Day charms? It's valued at $500. It's from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. The perfect gift for Mother's Day. We'll have one of those to give away coming up in just a few minutes with an early edition of Heads Up. So don't miss that. Coming up next, though, we have what's trending. Police are investigating a disturbing incident at Jennifer Aniston's home. A man showed up, and what he did has the LAPD's stalking unit involved. We have the unsettling details coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Aniston is trending this morning. So we told you about this yesterday. There was a scary situation at her home, and now we're learning more about what happened. So I guess a man named Jimmy Wayne Carr Weil was arrested Monday after allegedly driving through the gates of her Los Angeles home. We talked about how he was older and maybe it was a medical emergency and it was just a coincidence. Doesn't sound like it. The LAPD's threat management unit, they're now investigating that this could be a possible stalking case. They're reviewing his social media, and when they did, they saw a bunch of posts about her, including one Facebook post where he called Jennifer Aniston his bride. Oh. So not healthy. Carr Weil was booked on suspicion of felony vandalism. He's currently being held without bail in L.A. County Jail. She was at home at the time, but thankfully she never came face to face with him and she was not harmed.
Yesterday, when you reported the story, there were sources coming out that this guy, he was in his 70s and maybe his health. And I love how we were both like, you know, let's think the best of this guy.
Positive thoughts. I hope he's okay. No, I mean, this guy sounds like he has a serious issue and is obsessed with her. Like the people who take it too far. Like, it's one thing, I think, to be like a super fan and you love someone's work or a musician's art or whatever. But like, let's be for real. Like, I love BTS. You love Beyonce. I would never attempt to go to their homes and break into their houses so that I could meet them. Like,
debatable.
That's just,
no, I'm kidding.
That's just creepy. Come on now.
No, it's so creepy. And then now reports are saying that he's 48 instead of 70. So it's like, what's really going on here?
Yeah, the guy obviously has some serious mental issues, and it sounds like they've kind of got a grasp on the situation. Luckily, she is okay. So
good.
That is the latest on that, and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20.
Yay. I'm excited. I've never been on a radio show or played any games.
Oh, so my gosh. Well, you're going to have beginner's luck, I'm predicting, Sonia. It always happens. We've seen it happen time and time again, and we've got the perfect, perfect prize for you, a beautiful handcrafted one-of-a-kind silver necklace with Mother's Day charms on it from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Wish You Were Here, Class Act, or Coca-Cola?
Let's go with Class Act.
Class Act. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. So these are all things that are associated with teachers, okay?
Okay, all right.
Associated. We just need to get six, and that necklace is yours. You ready?
I am.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Back in the day, this is what they would write on. It was green and
chalkboard?
Yes. This is a fruit that you would bring to your teacher.
Apple?
Yes. This is when they grade your homework, they usually grade it in this so you know like what you did wrong. It's a a certain color and an instrument.
Red?
Red what? Like a red...
A red pen?
Yes. This is when you have to finish your assignment when you leave school, you have to do what?
Classwork?
Not at class, when you take it.
Homework?
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on that. This is when you get your grades. It's your what?
Report card?
Yes. This is, oh, you did something bad. You're going to have to stay after school for what?
Detention?
Yes. Yeah. I told you, Sonia, beginner's luck. Not just that, but you were very, very good at that category. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, we have this amazing piece of jewelry for you, a one-of-a-kind silver necklace with Mother's Day charms. It's valued at $500 from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. It is yours. You can keep it for yourself. You can give it away for Mother's Day. It is totally up to you, but congratulations, Sonia.
Thank you. It was fun.
You did a great job, and we're going to have more chances for you to win coming up in just about 25 minutes. Speaking of Michael Lehman, your chance to beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than I can? Could get you a $750 diamond pendant. We'll talk to you about that next. Are you there?
Yeah, okay. That was weird.
Yeah, that was really weird. Huh. So the other day, I fell into this podcast rabbit hole. I was just like going through different podcasts. Everyone has a podcast. Do you realize that? Everyone has one.
And I'm questioning some celebrities that have some, but no, we're not going to go there.
Well, you know who has one is Ann Wilson from Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the name of her podcast is really cool. It's After Dinner Thinks, instead of like After Dinner Drinks, After Dinner Ooh. Thinks. And she had Chapel Roan on the podcast. So I wanted to listen a little to see what she had to say. And Chapel had this amazing moment where she talked about singing this song during Austin City Limits. Barracuda by Heart. And she made a comment that really made me think. She said, "This is the coolest song ever."
Ooh.
I mean, that's a bold statement to make about a song. This is the coolest song ever. And so I was like, okay, I want to listen to this whole song because I just feel like I don't give it the credit it deserves. And just from the beginning to the end, I mean, she's not wrong. Like that intro, that power on this song, I don't know, there's something about it, like it makes me want to like stomp on stage or something and just destroy you.
Yeah,
there's something really powerful about it.
I feel like the song was in Charlie's Angels and it made me feel like I was one of them.
Yeah,
like, it feels so good.
Barracuda. But it got me thinking, so what is, in your opinion, the coolest song ever? Like, okay, no Barracuda on the table. What do you personally feel like is one of those songs that is so cool? Not the best, not the most iconic, just like one that makes you feel like a main character in, like when you're walking away from an explosion behind you. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like just
okay.
What song would be playing in that situation? 702-364-9400. The one I thought of immediately, and I don't listen to this song very often, but whenever I hear it, I'm like, this song's cool.
Here's the explosion. You're walking away.
I'm walking away from the explosion.
Okay.
I'm the main character. Seven Nation Army from White Stripes. I feel like it's a really cool song. I like it. Is it the best song ever? No. But it's really cool.
I can see Mercedes in a Deadpool outfit right now. Her swords are in the back.
Seriously.
She has blood on her face. She just killed the villain and she's walking away. And she goes, yeah, I did that.
I don't know. There's a cool sound to it. What do you think? The coolest song ever, in your opinion?
Well, I didn't picture it this way, like walking away from an explosion. But for me, I really think this song is the epitome of just like the disco era. And when I hear this song, I love the versatility of just this upbeat sound. And then it goes into the breakdown. And I'm talking about Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh my gosh. Such a cool song.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like the explosion kind. This is just like when you hear it, it's like, How can you not be happy? This definitely goes on the cool song list. 702-364-9400. Ashley, good morning. What song do you think is super cool? Ashley?
The coolest and had one. Hi.
Hey, there. Yeah, I can hear you. Go for it. What is it?
Okay. I had a song, but I decided there was one cooler. Okay. It's Thunderstruck.
Oh, by AC/DC. Oh my gosh. As soon as that song starts, like, you just know people are going to go crazy.
Oh yeah.
That is such a cool song. I love that one. That's a really great pick. And I feel like a lot of these songs are interchangeable with things that you would hear at a game. You know, it's like stadium songs. They don't have to be rock necessarily, but yeah, that is an iconic song. I love it. Let's talk to Joseph here. Joseph, what song do you hear and think, wow, this song is really cool?
Definitely Sultan of Swing by the Dire Straits. Just reminds me of old skate videos.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know if we have that song. Hold on. Let me see if we have that in our library. That is a really good song. Do we have that one, Steph?
What's the name of it?
Sultan of Swing by Dire Straits.
Sultan, we only have Money for Nothing.
Oh, let's play that one then.
Okay, let's do it.
Because that's this is Walk of Life. That's a cool song too. But you're right, Joseph. That song is iconic. We are getting so many texts here, and you guys are not wrong on any of them. We've got Enter Sandman, Metallica, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Eye of the Tiger. Lose Yourself by Eminem. These are all really cool songs. Let's go to Corey. Corey, wrap it up for us. What song do you think is so cool?
Hey, good morning, gang.
Morning.
I know it's an old one, but for some reason I still get hyped when I hear Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Good Vibration.
Yes! Especially when he goes, come on, come on.
I feel like that's like a credit to a biography. I don't know what it is.
That is definitely iconic. I wonder if Mark Wahlberg is, you know, driving to the gym this morning and he's like, right on. They think I'm cool.
Nice.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you call your mom enough? While the ideal amount of communication varies from person to person, a new survey just in time for Mother's Day reveals that a lot of us could do better when it comes to reaching out to our moms. According to this poll, nearly a quarter of people admit they don't call their mom enough. On average, they talk to their mom once a week, and the majority of them, 78%, confess that they can't go more than a week without talking to her. And that kind of closeness, it does pay off, with 2/3 of people saying that they know their mom better than anyone else in her life. And people feel closest to their mom when they make them laugh, when they have heartfelt conversations, or when they're able to just relax with them. How many times a week do you talk to your mom?
Oh, I would say at least once a week. What about you?
I probably talk to my mom like 4 or 5 times a week.
No kidding.
I talk to her a lot. I call her every Sunday. I call her Tuesday afternoons, Wednesday afternoons, and then sometimes Thursday afternoons. And then Fridays and Saturdays I take off. And then I go back to my schedule.
That's like a full-time gig, yeah. Right there.
I don't know. I like to check in. I like to see how she's doing. I like to see what's going on, see if she's talked to anybody. And the same thing with me. She just wants to see how I'm doing. And it's my car phone conversation. Like, do you have that person that you call while you're driving? Because
yes.
You know, you can just talk to them and okay, I'm almost home, I'm gonna go, and that's who I call when I'm driving. If I want to talk to someone, I just call my mom and talk to her.
Oh, that's so sweet. You make me think, like, I need to talk to my mom more. And I think it's just because she's so busy that our schedules don't align.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Yeah, my mom's, like, literally just hanging out at home. So she's always there when I call.
You know, that I think about it, when I had her on, when we had her on for your birthday, I called her on a Friday evening, like, around 6 p.m. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if she's busy, you know. And I call her house phone, and I'm like, hey, and it goes to the voicemail, like the messaging system, like, hey, Mrs. Martinez, it's Steph from Mercedes in the Morning. Instantly, hi, Steph. And then I'm like, oh, okay, she's probably screening her calls.
My mom literally has an old school answering machine, yes! Actual answering machine, and she will not get rid of it. I'm like, Mom, okay, I get it. You have a landline. So do I. I can't get rid of it. I'm scared to. I don't know why, but... you can get voicemail hooked up to your phone. She's like, I don't want to deal with any of that. She that way, when cool. I walk in, I see the light blinking and I press it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay. Also this morning, Rihanna, we talked about her yesterday. She surprised fans by revealing her third pregnancy at the Met Gala this week. And while people are obviously super happy for her, some fans are really worried that this means her next album has been put on the back burner once again. Well, she talked to Entertainment Tonight, and she has assured fans that her new album is still on track. She says she might pause doing a few music videos, but she assured fans that even though she's pregnant, she can still sing. And when she was asked about how she's doing, she says she's good. She says, I'm shockingly feeling okay and not too overwhelmed at the moment. She says, I'm tired, but I'm excited. Her partner, ASAP Rocky, also spoke about the pregnancy, said, he said, we were tired of holding that, and it was time to show the people what we were cooking up. So he says he's glad everyone's happy for him, because they are definitely happy. This is going to be their third child together.
That's right. And I can't believe it's been 9 years since her last album. And honestly, I won't believe there's an album until I actually see the drop.
Yeah, I just feel like this is going to be an ongoing thing, because mm-hmm. it keeps her in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all keep talking about it. And then the album comes out, and then what are we going to talk about when it comes to Rihanna? Like, we'll talk about how great it is, I'm sure, but then, you know, it's not gonna, that anticipation is gone. So
smart girl.
We'll see. Finally this morning, the papal conclave has started today, and bookmakers say the odds on favorite to be the next pope is now a close race between two cardinals.
Ooh.
And you can actually bet on who the next pontiff will be. Over 130 cardinals are convening at the Vatican today to select a replacement for Pope Francis, who died last month at the age of 88. Since the Pope's death, betting platforms around the world have been placing odds on who will be his likely successor. In the lead is Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He is a 70-year-old Vatican diplomat and the Pope's Secretary of State. In close second is a 67-year-old Filipino cardinal named Luis Antonio Tagle, and he has been called the Asian Francis.
Yes!
Because of his commitment to social justice. Those are the two front runners as of now, but we won't know until we see that white smoke come out of the most famous chimney in the world. If it's black smoke, that means they had a vote and they were not able to get a 2/3 majority. So keep doing it until we see that white smoke.
I'm voting for Chito. Chito, I want my Filipino. What's his name? Tagle?
Tagle.
Tagle. I don't even know his real name. I just know it was Chito.
You can't write Chito on your ballot. Sorry.
Darn it.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Good morning to our contestant, Kimberly. Good morning.
Yay. Good morning.
You're caller 20. Are you ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's do this. A $750 diamond pendant is up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. It's been done before. Today may be your lucky day. We're definitely overdue, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to leave the studio. Good luck to you. I'll talk to you in a few.
All right, thank you.
Bye, peace. Mercedes. She's out. She's taking off her headphones and leaving the studio. Kimberly, this is how the game Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now. And that's time. Any guesses?
Oh, man. No,
no guesses? Oh, that's okay. We're going to bring Mercedes in, okay? You do?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can't.
All right. That's all good. All right. Kimberly, you are dropping off your daughter, Emily, at school. Where does she go?
She goes to LVDS.
Oh, that's where Mercedes' daughters went to. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, I know the name of the song. Who sings it, though? Oh, got it.
Got it? Okay.
Sail is the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like AWOL Nation?
Your final answer is?
Yeah, AWOL Nation. Is it AWOL Nation or is it? Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Okay. You stopped the clock at 8.9 seconds in Mercedes. That's very long.
That's
for
a
you.
Long time.
Slow.
I can't. It is slow. I just can't figure out if that's the right name of the group.
Well, guess what?
What?
You're right. It's Sail by AWOL Nation.
Okay.
But Kimberly went the full 20, and she didn't know it at all.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
Who sings the Welcome to the Black Parade?
Green Day.
No. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Welcome to the Black Parade. My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that's what I was mixing it up with. Okay, all right. Well, I lucked out.
You did.
Wow. Today was the day.
Today was the day to beat me. My goodness. But Kimberly, I'm so sorry that you didn't get it. That means we now have a $775 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So your next chance to win coming up tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. On Mix 94.1 right now. Let's play it. AWOL Nation. Now I'm never going to forget this.
No, I know.
It's Sail. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And it is time for Say What with Steph.
Yes, it is. You know the game Say What with Steph. I go around the Las Vegas Valley, interview some kids. And they come up with pretty funny responses. And last week, it was career day at Rose Warren Elementary School. And I stopped by, talked to them about radio, and I interviewed 4 different kids, about 5th grade, just to paint the picture. So instead of asking them random questions, I actually wanted to see if they could finish the quote to popular and familiar quotes.
So we're changing it up a little bit here on Say What with Steph. So instead of us trying to guess their answers, we're going to predict whether or not they are able to finish the popular saying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All so right. Before we start, we got to start off with, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
All right, let's start with Mercedes here. We're going to introduce you to the first kid, and I want you to predict if you think they will finish this popular quote.
My name is Lila Guy, and I'm 10 years old.
Who is your favorite singer?
Alec Benjamin.
Okay, let's finish the sentence. I brought you into this world.
Oh, I think Lila sounds very mature. I think she's going to get this one. I definitely think she knows. I'm going to, what is it again?
I brought you into this world.
I can take you out of it. I think she's going to get it.
All right. What does Lila say?
I brought you into this world. I don't know why, but I did.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm going to start saying that. I brought you into this world. I don't know why, but I did.
Okay, let's continue.
Oh, okay, I got that wrong.
So, Mercedes, you kind of know where Lila's going. Let's continue with you and Lila.
Okay.
Here is quote number 2.
I love you, but...
Oh, what's... Oh, but I don't like you?
Yes.
Is that the quote? Oh, okay. I love you, but I don't like you right now. I'm going to say Lila does not know how that quote ends.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
No. Lila says,
I love you, but sometimes you can be weird.
Okay. She's funny.
I like funny her kid. Personality. She's right? cool. Yeah. Okay.
Let's move on to kid number two. I'm going to go with Shiloh and Ramon. This is Shiloh. I want you to introduce him to you.
My name is Shiloh Harbaugh and I'm 10.
Who is your favorite singer?
Bruno Mars.
That's a good one.
Now we're going to finish the answers, okay?
Okay.
I brought you into this world.
I'm going to go no. I feel like some of these quotes are old school and they might be outdated.
Okay, let's see what Shiloh says.
I brought you into this world.
For fun.
Just fun.
I love their takes on things or how they think they're going to end. And theirs are way better than the original.
Right? Okay, let's go with Shiloh again with you, Ramon.
Okay.
Quote number two.
Children should be seen.
Oh, do you even know that one, Ramon?
Not heard?
Yes.
Something like that?
Wow.
Okay.
See, look, old school, right? Even I was questioning myself. But yeah, again, no. There's Bruno Mars. No, I'm going to say no.
Because he likes Bruno Mars? Yeah. No, he doesn't like it. Okay, let's see what Shiloh says.
Children should be seen.
Crazy.
That's way better.
Agree, yes. Shiloh.
You know, he's not wrong here.
Sometimes you guys can be a little crazy.
Okay, kid number three, Mercedes, this is Juan.
Okay.
My name is Juan, and I'm 11 years old.
Who is your favorite singer?
Bruno Mars.
Oh.
All right, finish the sentence. I brought you into this world.
I like Juan right off the bat. He just sounds very assertive. I'm going to say Juan does know the answer to that.
Okay, Juan.
I brought you into this world.
From a lake.
From a lake?
They fished them out?
I don't know where these kids come up with these things. So.
Imagination is key, kids. Okay, I was wrong on that one.
That's okay. We're going to continue with Juan with you, Mercedes. Here is quote number two with Juan.
You'll understand when.
You'll understand when you're older?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, even I didn't know that one. Okay. No, I don't think Juan's going to know that one.
Let's see what Juan says.
You'll understand when
you go to a lake.
Oh my gosh, those are the lakes.
I don't know, Juan, what he's thinking.
Is that like a secret code for something? Are they selling, are they saying something that we are like not knowing?
Oh my God.
You know how they have like their secret language? Seriously.
Don't. They maybe. Have secret languages and like maybe a lake is something that we don't know?
Yeah, like ballerina, cappuccino, like all this like brain rot stuff.
Yes.
Like there may be something that they're trying to tell us here,
okay,
but who knows?
Well, I don't know that one. Okay, let's finish up with last kid. Ramon, here is Gonzalo.
My name is Gonzalo. My age is 11. My favorite singer is Tyler, the Creator.
Finish the sentence, okay?
Okay.
Children should be seen and...
I'm going to go yes. He has very good energy.
He's cool.
Yeah,
like
he came
it.
In loud. I'm going to go yes. He knows this.
Okay, Gonzalo.
Children should be seen and
respected.
Oh, look at him.
Snap. Gonzalo, this is your next president of the United States.
Yeah. Okay.
Respected.
I love it. Even though that's not the quote, I mean, he's not wrong.
Let's change it to that.
All right, Ramon, here's last for Gonzalo.
I love you, but...
I feel like he's had his heart broken before by a girl, so he knows this.
Okay, what does Gonzalo have to say?
I love you, but you're kind of crazy.
Oh, no, they're crazy. So much for respect.
So fun. I like this version of it where we give them the popular quotes and see what their take is. It's a nice peek into what generation is this? This is Gen Alpha. Yeah. It's a great peek into their brains here.
Maybe next time we do famous movie lines.
Oh yeah.
See if they know them.
Like, I think we're gonna need a bigger and then see what they
lake.
Say.
Lake.
Yeah.
Which isn't wrong.
We do need a bigger lake.
Yeah.
All right, who is ready to win? It is time for the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets right now to see Katy Perry. I kissed a girl and I She's coming to the T-Mobile Arena. It's her Lifetimes Tour, May 17th. Oh my gosh, that's only 10 days away. Yeah, you'll be there when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You get them all right, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 right now, you get to take on the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Michelle, good morning. You are caller 20.
Woo!
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I think we're ready.
Okay. Oh, who are you with this morning?
My daughter, Alexia.
Alexia. Hi. What's up, Alexia? Okay, Michelle.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
I'm praying to the gods that they win right now.
Alexia, how old are you?
8.
Aww. Alexia, no matter what happens, let's get you in here for a tour, okay? So stay on the line so we can get your guys' information so we can come in. You can come in and we can give you a tour of the radio station, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to make them win no matter what.
Yeah, we have to. No pressure.
All right. So, Michelle, Alexia, here's the deal. We've got 10 questions here. You have 60 seconds to answer them all correct. If you do, you guys are going to see Katy Perry. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. If you're struggling with a clue, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which rapper is featured on the song California Girls by Katy Perry?
Pass.
In which video game do players clear lines by fitting four block shapes?
Patrick?
Yes, Pebbles and Bam Bam were characters from which cartoon?
The Flintstones.
Yes, Jack and who went up the hill?
Yeah.
Yes, what car company makes the Camry?
Cadillac.
No.
Lake
Superior borders which two countries?
United States and Canada.
Yes. What is the fish that needs to live alone and because it will fight with others?
Beta.
Yes. What do we call a piece of land surrounded by water on three
Island.
Sides? On three sides.
Island. No.
No.
What?
What is the technical name for the Northern Lights?
Oh my God. Aurora Lights?
Oh, so close. We'll have to pass. What is considered the smallest dog breed in the world? Oh, Michelle, Alexia, I'm so sorry. Oh, we were really close. The rapper featured on the song California Girls by Katy Perry, that's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
What do we call a piece of... Oh, no, the car company that makes the Camry, that's Toyota. The piece of land surrounded by water on three sides, that's a peninsula.
Yeah.
And then you were so close on this. The technical name for the Northern Lights is the Aurora Borealis. And then we didn't even get to hear your answer. The smallest dog breed in the world, what is considered to be, is the Chihuahua. So, Michelle, Alexia, don't hang up because we still are going to get you that tour, even though you did not get the tickets. And caller 20 right now, you get them, two of them, to see Katy Perry, the Lifetimes Tour, May 17th, T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Every year, U.S. News & World Report, they do a study to rank all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure, economy. And this year, Utah is number one the third straight year. Utah keeps killing it. They topped the list mostly because it landed in the top 10 in 5 of 8 of the categories.
Okay.
So it's first in fiscal stability, third in both economy and infrastructure, fourth in education, seventh in crime, but it's 48th in natural environment, which I was kind of surprised. Don't they have like a very nice natural environment in Utah?
You would think. I mean, well, are we considering if it's by water or like the ocean?
Oh, that might be it because it's landlocked. But yeah. They got the big Salt Lake. So they do have some water.
It's
I don't know.
It's salty.
New Hampshire's second. It was followed by Idaho, Minnesota, and Nebraska. The worst state is Louisiana. Alaska, second worst, followed by Mississippi, New Mexico, and West Virginia. As for Nevada, we're just kind of lurking in the middle. We were number 34.
Hmm.
So kind of towards the bottom. We did rank number 4 for infrastructure and number 9 for economy. But other than that, everything was kind of that great.
Where were we on education?
Oh, we were number 37 on education.
Okay.
Which is actually better than I thought we would be based on what everyone says. But yeah, so there you go. Our neighbors, Utah, they're the best state.
Congratulations, Utah.
The jury pool for the Diddy trial is filling out, except for one guy that found a way to get out of serving. Did you hear about this guy?
No.
So during his questioning by lawyers, he said, I smoke marijuana personally for recreational use. And he added that he thinks it could affect his judgment. And so they asked, well, could you stop smoking during the trial, which will probably last around 8 weeks? And he said, yes. But he does smoke weed every night, including last night. And so they dismissed the man immediately.
Wait, did you say that he wanted to get out of it? So he brought up that excuse?
Well,
or...
I don't know if he wanted to. I said he found a way to get out of serving. But my daughter got called for jury duty. And she was supposed to go when she was just recently here a couple of weeks ago. And the night before, they sent her a text and said that she was dismissed and she didn't have to worry about it. I was actually really excited for her.
She would have been like a high case. Or like, I don't know.
Oh, I know. Imagine. I was like, what are you going to do if it's like a high profile case and you have to stay here for a while? But have you ever been called for jury duty before?
Yes. And I remember being so exhausted because they have us go in super early. And I went in, I sat down. Funny story. I actually fell asleep in the waiting room.
Oh, no.
I don't know if they called me, but like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, my God. I woke up and I was like, I'm just going to go. So I just left.
So you don't even know if they called you or not?
No idea. I actually asked and then they're like, let me check. They went to the back and then they was waiting too long. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm just going to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Ramon, have you ever been called for jury duty before?
Twice.
What happened?
The first time was such a long process. Like, I made it all the way into the courtroom to get questioned, but they dismissed a group of us, and I was one of the ones to get dismissed. The second time, when I got to the door, they're like, we're full. And I was like, cool, peace.
Yeah, nice. We're out of here. And then you're good for another couple of years when that happens.
18 months, I think it is.
That's nice. Finally this morning, a dejected Shedeur Sanders enthusiast is suing the NFL for $100 million over the much-hyped quarterback's disappointing fifth-round draft pick. He says he suffered emotional distress and trauma as a fan and consumer because the 23-year-old was not selected earlier in the process.
No, okay, so it's not, he's not actually suing. The fan is suing.
The fan is suing. He says it was immediate frustration. He filed the federal lawsuit as a John Doe. He said this guy was projected to be a first or second round draft pick, no later than top 5. And he said to watch mediocre players be chosen before him was frustrating. He described draft day as one of the biggest days of a player's life. And he says, and to have all the NFL owners collude and not draft him, it was mentally frustrating and debilitating. The guy says he has no personal connection to Sanders, but for them to believe that they can just do this and there's no recourse, it has to stop. So aside from the $100 million in punitive damages that he's seeking for the impact of the NFL's actions on his emotional well-being, he's also asking for the NFL for a formal acknowledgement regarding the emotional distress that was caused by their actions.
What? Do you really think that he even has a case?
What a joke.
I don't. He's not going to get anything.
He has like $100 million for emotional distress because your favorite player was lower on the list?
I mean, any NFL fan on any given Sunday could sue for emotional distress, don't you
especially
think?
Especially this guy.
1,000%.
Ramon and the Raiders, I mean.
Exactly. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. It really is one of the worst things I think that could happen to a parent. One of the most embarrassing things. It's when you're trying to enjoy some intimate time with each other and you all of a sudden hear little footsteps or a door lock jiggling or something, it makes every parent break out into a cold sweat. What do you do if your kid walks in on you while you're doing the grown-up stuff? According to experts, the number one rule is do not panic, which I think is easier said than done if you suddenly hear mommy through the doorway.
What's daddy doing to you?
Sex therapists say the worst thing that you could do in a situation like that is scream or freak out or make your kid feel like they did something wrong, because that just piles shame on top of awkwardness. And instead they say, take a breath, check in with your kid, maybe, you know, pull the covers up. But has this ever happened to anyone out there? And did your kid catch you in the act, or maybe you accidentally walked in on your own parents? 702-364-9400. I did that with my parents. I walked in and I'll never forget it. It did emotionally scar me.
How old were you?
Oh gosh, I think I was like 12 or 13. I just remember I was downstairs watching TV and my mom told me I had to be up in bed by 10 o'clock. And it was a Saturday night. I remember this so vividly. And I wanted to watch Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
And so I was like, I'm just going to go ask my mom if I could stay up to watch Saturday Night Live. So I walk up the stairs and I walk in. The door was not even closed, y'all. Like, that was in my mind. That's the signal. Do not go in, okay? I've seen the door closed before. I knew better. It was wide open. I walk in.
Oh,
I go, Mom, can I stay up and watch Saturday Night Live? And all I heard is my dad say, like, a bunch of F-bombs and, like, bah! And like there was a lot of movement and I was like, oh, and she goes, yeah, go ahead. And I just walked out of there. And so the next morning, my dad is like, you know, you walked in on something last night. And I knew, but I didn't want to talk about it. So I go, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you guys up. And then he was like, oh, yeah, don't do that ever again.
You totally covered it up.
I know. Has that ever happened to you? 702-364-9400. Hey, Rachel. Good morning.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you guys are talking about this.
What happened?
So literally last night, my husband and I were spending, you know, some quality time together. And we were in the middle of things. And my 8-year-old walked in on us.
Oh, what happened? Uh-huh.
So he didn't make eye contact with me all this morning, wouldn't say a word to me. And like, I don't know, he's 8. He knows what we're doing. And I just don't know how to approach this at all.
So this morning he wouldn't even make eye contact with you? Did he seem mad at you?
Nope. I mean, he didn't seem mad, just like embarrassed. And like, you know, just grabbed his milk for his cereal and like just did his thing.
Oh, no.
Like, what do you do in that situation?
Oh, hold on, Rachel.
Maybe, like, have a sit down talk as a family. I don't know.
Yeah, hold on. Maybe some people have some good advice. Maybe you've been in that situation. Like, how do you address it? 8 years old. What do you say? I said, the experts are saying don't panic, but that's, yeah, like, he knows something was up.
And it's hard not to panic, and especially if they're not talking really or just doesn't know how to talk about it.
Yeah, that, hang on the line. If you guys have any advice for Rachel, 702-364-9400. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
what happened to you?
When I was a kid, this happened to me. I walked in on my parents doing the you-know-what. And 30 years later, I still cannot get the sight of my dad's butt out of my head.
I was nervous it was the other one.
Forever ingrained. Okay,
yeah. You never want to see your dad's butt. Yeah, under any circumstance. Getting into the shower, anything. Like, dad butts are, hey, some of you dads have nice butts. But, you know, as a kid, you just don't, you're like, yes. No, I don't want to see that.
Hannah, I think, do you have any advice, like, for Rachel? Or what do you think?
I would say talk about it and just, you know, make a comment that they were wrestling and try to take the sexuality out of the moment.
Mm. Or do you just like, the way I would do it, and I'm not saying it's the right way to do it. I mess things up all the time, but like, I would just not even bring it up ever again and just hope that they forget about it. Do you think you should bring it back up?
Well, what if it's an opportunity to talk about the birds and the bees and you do it when you're older?
Is eight young, though?
That's true.
It feels young to me, yeah. But I don't know. What age were you when you learned about the birds and the bees? Thank you so much, Hannah. We've got some more calls coming in. Has this ever happened to you? And if so, how did you handle it? Or did you see mom and dad? And how was that explained to you? We've got some calls coming in, your text coming in, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It's a topic that makes every parent break into a cold sweat. What do you do if your kid walks in on you doing grown-up things? Has it ever happened to you before where maybe you were the one that was walked in on? Maybe you were the kid who walked in on your parents. What happened? We have Valady on the phone. Valady, what happened to you?
Okay, so this was many years ago when my oldest was two. Me and my husband were in the act, and all of a sudden I looked over, and there's a little face just staring at me.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do in that moment?
I screamed because it scared me. Poor kid.
What did your child do?
He was just, like, staring, and then all of a sudden he's my ex now, just started, like, pounding on my chest, and he's like, I'm doing CPR.
Use that as an excuse.
That's great, Valady. Hopefully there's not too much trauma residual on that one. That is fantastic. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, you walked in on your parents?
Yeah, I was about 14 years old, and I saw my mom and...
Oh, wow. Go ahead. Go for it, Mom.
Okay, Mama.
What did you say?
Slam the door.
Smart. Very smart.
There were no words. I was so embarrassed.
I can't even imagine. Like, and that's this kind of thing you never forget. I mean, here we are years later, and you still remember that.
I'm almost 36 years old, and it's still gets brought up. My brother and my sister will be like, oh, you remember that time you walked in on mom and, you know?
Oh, embarrassing. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. We're getting some advice on the text line from Rachel, for Rachel, who called earlier. Her son, I guess, walked in last night. He's 8 years old. And this text says, my advice for Rachel would be to apologize to the son for what he saw, but let him know that what was going on between them is natural for a committed couple. This one says, I never actually saw my parents, but I've definitely heard them a few times. And it was confirmed when I was in my room and I pulled up the DVR on the TV to watch a show, and there was a video not suitable for kids that was recently purchased.
Oh, no.
Okay. Ramon, did you ever walk in on your parents?
If I have, I must have blocked it off out of my memories. Like, blocked. I remember I found their condoms, and I thought that was weird.
Oh,
my parents.
Oh, man. Well, hey, at least they're safe.
Protection, yes.
We stand a safe couple, you know? I love it. Well, that's hopefully those memories will not be seared into your son's brain for Rachel earlier. I feel bad. She sounded a little distraught this morning.
She did, but I think she'll figure it out with her kids.
You can look back and laugh at it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, we're laughing at it now. It'll take a while for her to laugh at it. But all right, who is ready to win? It is time to play Heads Up, and we have tickets to see Benson Boone. These are winning before you can buy him tickets. It was just announced this week that he is bringing his American Heart Tour to the T-Mobile Arena in September, and you're going to be there when you win Heads Up. All you have to do is pick a category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 gets to play, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant, Alyssa. Alyssa, you're caller 20.
Hi.
You ready to play Heads Up for Benson Boone tickets?
Yes, I am.
All right. Win them before you can buy them. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Nailed It, Scrub Life, or VIP Section?
I think we'll try Scrub Life, please.
Scrub Life, it is. National Nurses Day is, or was, yesterday, Tuesday, May 6th. So these are all things that are associated with nurses, okay?
Okay.
All right, we just need to get 6 in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Let's do it.
All right, Alyssa and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
If they take you to one of these, you're definitely going to have a nurse helping you out.
Emergency room, hospital.
Hospital, yes. They put this in your mouth to see what your temperature is.
Thermometer.
Yes. This is like the first thing they do to make sure you're okay. They check your what? All of your
pulse,
what? Your
heart rate, vitals.
Yes, vital signs. They will put one of these in you if you need fluids.
IV.
Yes. This is, they will put medication in one of these and then poke the needle into your body.
Syringe.
Yes, a syringe. They check this to make sure it's not too high or too low.
Temperature?
No. Yes, blood pressure! And now all of our blood pressure is high!
No kidding.
Alyssa, who are you with this morning?
All my coworkers.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. You're going to see Benson Boone.
Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. He is coming in town, and the tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. You just won them before you can even buy them. So congratulations to you. And if you've been trying to win your tickets, don't you worry. We still have more pairs to give away. Tomorrow morning, your next chance, right around 8:20. With heads up, it's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Bebe Rexha is speaking out. She has revealed that she has suffered a pregnancy loss, and she revealed this in response to some negative comments from Azealia Banks. I guess Azealia Banks was commenting on BB's Met Gala look, and she wrote, "Sis gives me hormonal birth control implant or something." So, what is that even supposed to mean?
Can you repeat what she said again?
"Sis gives me hormonal birth control implant or something." I think that the implication is that when a lot of times when you get those birth control implants, you will tend to gain weight.
Mm.
And so the singer hit back quickly. She wrote, "I'm so tired of people commenting on my weight." She wrote, "I have PCOS and struggle with infertility. I got pregnant and it didn't work out, and I've been carrying that pain in silence. I never owed anyone the truth, but maybe now you'll think twice before commenting on anyone's body." She ended up deleting that post, which she had on X. In a separate post on X, Rexha advised Azealia Banks to maybe check out therapy while she's at it.
You know what? I loved Azealia. I still love her music, Azealia Banks, but it's like the things that she comes on the internet and says. I don't know if you remember, Troye Sivan praise, like, "Oh my god, I love that song 212 by Azealia Banks," and then she came back super rude at him and was like, "You're a little late for that," and called, I don't think this is a bad term, but a twink. It's basically like just yeah, and it's like don't come onto the internet and say that stuff.
She's not very nice.
No.
I mean, I honestly don't know much about her music. I've never listened to it, but just seeing the kind of person she is and the things she says on the internet makes me wonder what she says in person at this point. It's just, she just does not seem like a nice person.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
That's literally what everyone does on the internet though, right?
Right.
Also this morning, there's a new study out that suggests that people with mental disorders are more likely to be left-handed. So researchers compared data from over 200,000 people, and they found that people with schizophrenia, neurodevelopment disorders, autism, they showed higher rates of left-handedness.
What?
Compared to the general population. This is really odd. The study published shows hand preferences often begin before birth, like with prenatal thumb sucking. Like, you'll already kind of pick a side. That can start at 10 weeks of pregnancy, and it could be a really good indicator of hand preference later in life. Some good news for lefties, though. Depression. So I don't even know what some of these things are. Dyscalculia. I don't know. Huh. They did not show any significant differences in handness compared to the general population on this. But that's crazy. My dad was ambidextrous. Like,
no
kidding. He wrote with his left hand, but then he did stuff like he threw a ball with his right hand. It was really weird. I just remember, though, and left-handed people, I'm sure you can relate to this. One thing he hated was he'd always have ink on his left yes! hand, because when you write, you go right to left or left to right, and you would write over what you just wrote. And so he'd always have ink or pencil lead or something on his left hand because of his writing.
My mom is a lefty.
Really?
And her biggest pet peeve is when we would go out to a restaurant, she would need to sit in a particular place at the dining table because she needed to be outside on the left.
Yes.
So she couldn't sit next to anyone on her left side, obviously. But yeah, she was very particular. But I also think that people that are lefties are very artistic and yes. creative. Like my mom, she can draw things from just from what she saw later on that day. It's weird.
Yeah, I think left-handed people, they have something special about them. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's the creativity. It's just, I don't know. There's just something about them that is different in the best possible way. So,
I agree.
Finally, this morning, a 68-year-old woman in Switzerland was in court yesterday, and she is being accused of repeatedly feeding Leo, her neighbor's cat, over a 10-month period. So this woman, she lives in the same building as Leo, and she hasn't just been feeding Leo. She's been letting him into her apartment. She even added a little cat flap to her door so Leo could come and go as he pleases. So Leo's owner is not happy about this. And things escalated over those 10 months. Now, naturally, the biggest issue was that Leo liked his new home and never wanted to go to his actual home. And under Swiss law, cats are other people's property. And systematic feeding and giving a home to another person's cat is considered unlawful appreciation. So she's facing several fines, which have exceeded $5,000.
Eesh. I mean, I know that she's probably just trying to do a good deed, but you're technically trying to adopt the cat without the owner's permission in this sense. A flap on her apartment door for Leo? Come on.
Well, what if Leo was hungry? Because I remember Joe the cat in my neighborhood, yes, and I bought some cat food for him.
Yes, explain who Joe the cat is.
Okay, so there's this cat in my neighborhood that we used to just see on our walks, and I would like... I don't want to say talk to him, but I'd be like, meow, 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 meow.
You're talking to him.
And he'd be like, meow. And then we'd like, it was a joke. Like, I was joking around, but I don't know what I was saying in cat language, but it must have been nice because then he would start following me. He figured out where we lived. He kept coming around. I felt bad. I was at the store one day, bought a little thing of cat food, put it out there, you know, fed him. And then Matt was so mad. He's like, now he's going to use our yard as a litter box and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, Joe is gone. I have not seen Joe in like a month. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where he went. I don't know if his owners figured out that I was like being nice to him or whatever. And maybe I'm going to get fined now for feeding Joe the cat. God.
Like coming up next is like Mercedes gets a sheet on her door and it's from her neighbors. Like, Joe is not yours. He's mine. I'll see you in court.
Oh, you know how like they're talking about reopening Alcatraz? Would they put me in Alcatraz for feeding Joe the cat?
We got to save Mercedes from Alcatraz. What are we doing?
I'm telling you, it could happen. You just never know. It's Mix 94.1. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever had a friendship where you love your friend, but, and I say but in the nicest way, it sometimes feels like a full-time job? Is that what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, I would say like full-time job, maybe a little bit draining. And honestly, I'm in this dilemma and I don't know how to go about it. And I need some advice.
Well, anyone with a high maintenance friend or maybe even like just a high energy friend will probably need to hear this and maybe has some perspective on it. What's going on?
So I have a best friend and we have been friends since.
Which you have like eight best friends.
Okay, it's like four.
Which best friend is this?
So he lives in San Diego.
Okay.
I won't say any names, but he lives back home. He just recently moved back in with his parents. And let's just preface, he's very loving. Like he's very free-spirited, spontaneous, loved by everybody. He makes friends wherever he goes. And that's why I love him. But there are times where I feel like he could be, I guess, needy. He'll call me randomly. And you know me. I like to know when you're calling or if you want to give me a quick text, if you want to catch up. Like, I want to schedule my day for you.
Unless you are a doctor's office confirming an appointment, you should always send the text like, hey, I'm going to call you. Is this a good time or something like this? Because how many times are you like scrolling on your phone and you see someone calling and you're like, oh, I have to wait till this goes to voicemail just to continue scrolling. I'm not answering it. Let me know you're going to call.
And he doesn't do that. And he will, like, back in the day when I like didn't have a full-time job and we were best friends back in college, it would be like, oh my God, hey, what's up? And we would catch up for like hours. But nowadays, it's so hard for me to find that time, unlike him. So he'll call me without a warning, and I'm like, oh my God. And sometimes I'll just send it to voicemail because I'm like, I don't got the time. And so I'm finally trying to send him messages, like I'll text him hours later. I'll be like, I'm so sorry, I missed your call, have been busy, what's up? And he'll respond with, miss you, let's catch up. And I'm like, okay, cool, when? He goes, oh, I'll let you know. Never does.
No kind of warning or anything.
Yeah. And then another thing about his personality is it's hard for him to stay like at a job in one place. Just to kind of paint the picture of the personality that he has is it's hard for him to stay at a job at one place because he's never really satisfied. And he's always like planning trips to new places, but they always fall through. And I think for me, obviously, I'll still always be his friend. I just don't know how to tell him to be more grounded and just to be like less all over the place.
Well, I don't honestly don't think that it's your place to tell him that. You know, you can't tell someone how they need to be. I mean, you can, but it doesn't mean like that they're going to change. Like if someone told me like, I need you to be more grounded. Well, like, okay, well, right. this is who I am. So, and I don't think you would want to ever hurt your friend. I know the way you are and you care deeply about your friends, but I think that that would be, I don't want to say crossing the line, but I think that would come across as really hurtful if you told him, like, basically, I don't like how you are, but if you want to be friends, you got to be this way for me. Right. I think that's how he would take it, even though I know you don't mean it that way. You know, the way I look at it is like, as someone who has a very small circle when it comes to like friends, I have trust issues. It's just how I've always been. If you have that someone, and what do you guys think? Do you have a friend like this? 702-364-9400. Friends that like that are rare, you know? And I feel like you have to really appreciate them, even though they're not perfect. Like, who of us is perfect here, you know? But
right.
He's showing up, and he's thinking about you, and he's like, the way I look at it, he's choosing you to connect.
I know, and I feel
bad. Of all the people, he's choosing you. What's that movie from? Like, you, I choose you.
Ramon, do you know that movie?
It's like a TikTok sound. It's like,
is it?
You, I choose you. I can't remember, but so instead of feeling drained, maybe reframe it in your mind. Like, wow, I am so lucky that I have someone who still wants to talk to me like it's 2008 on a landline, you know?
That is so funny because I think that's when we were at our peak of our friendship was 2008.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, I'm reframing my brain to think this way, too, because I need to stop. I think I'm being the bad friend. Like,
no, you're not. Boundaries still matter. Yeah. You don't beat yourself up. Because I get where you're coming from. But don't try to change someone.
You're right.
You know?
So I get, so my best friend texts James on the side without me. And you know how my birthday's coming up. He goes, hey, James, do you guys have any plans for Steph's birthday? I think I'm going to drive up and surprise her. And thank God James gave me the warning. He goes, hey, just a heads up. So-and-so texted me. What do you want to do? And I feel like, okay, this is now in my court. I could be like, we're busy, which I am busy. I get it. But I think this is my time to be like, you know what? Let him surprise me. I'm going to act surprised when he comes, and I think I'm going to enjoy it.
And you schedule him like a dentist appointment. You know, you have some gratitude and you have some boundaries all at the same time.
And in 6 months, we'll come back and I'll make sure that it was like nothing, no time has ever even passed.
I hope I'm around when he surprises you. I'll be like, oh, is this the guy that you were supposed to surprise you that you told me all about? Oh, sorry about that.
Like, Mercedes, you weren't supposed to know about that.
I can't wait to see your acting. Oh, I'm so surprised. Oh, wow.